You are Locked On Giants, your daily podcast on the New York Giants, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, New York Giant fans. Welcome to a special edition of Locked On Giants. My name is Patricia Traina. I write for The Athletic, Forbes, Inside Football, Sports Exchange, The Journal Inquirer, Big Blue View, and a bunch of other places. I'm all over the place. And speaking of all over the place, in a moment I'm going to bring on a guest, a special guest who this week in particular has been all over the place. But before we do, just wanted to let you guys know, Ed is Ed Valentine, my usual co-host from Big Blue View. He is unfortunately not with us for this interview, but we have a guy who is going to come on with us who needs absolutely no introduction. You know him. You love him. He is the one, the only license plate guy. Joseph, welcome to Locked On Giants.
Hi, Trent. Remind me to have you do all my introductions. So.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
So really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for taking time out. Now, for those of you who don't know, License Plate Guy, also known as Joe Ruback, well, more commonly known as License Plate Guy, he is currently kind of busy this week. He's been busy the last few weeks organizing a very special event, and we're going to let him tell you about it, tell a little bit about it. And, Joe, why don't you take it away and tell the folks out there what you've been working on?
Yeah, just a couple of weeks, a couple of months. I've been starting this after the first one that we did last year with Landon. So thanks for asking. You know, June 9th is our second annual Landon Collins Celebrity Softball Game. It's Landon Collins and the current Giants, his teammates, versus the Super Bowl 42 and 46 champions led by Brandon Jacobs. And yeah, I'm super excited this year, because I took the event in kind of a different direction. I asked Landon, I said, listen, I have an idea. And he's like, run with it. And since the Giants drafted Saquon number two, I don't know, I just kind of wanted to get some running backs to kind of like be there for him, maybe show him the way, be, you know, just support him in some fashion. So I started out with getting 1 to 2 to 5 instead, and now I'm at 20. So it's going to be just an unbelievable event, probably 80 to 100 Giants in one spot at one time, which I don't think has ever been done before.
That's amazing. And I, if I'm not mistaken, that running back focus that you've put together, Back for the Future or something like that?
Yeah, I did. I called it Back for the Future because obviously it's Saquon, and look at all these running backs that are going to be there for him and whatever he can do in the future. And, you know, to be honest with you, I do believe that he'll be wearing a Hall of Fame jacket. That's what Gettleman wanted to pick, and I believe he picked it. The best athlete in the draft, and from what I've seen, he just looks like a monster in practice. So, you know, I'm very excited for Saturday.
Yeah, I know I am too. It'll be my first time actually attending the event as a working member of the media, but certainly I'm looking forward to seeing some of the old faces as well as the current faces and whatnot. Joe, do me a favor. Tell the fans out there who might be on the fence about coming what you've got planned throughout the day, what kind of access they'll have to the players, and basically why they should come out besides, you know, obviously supporting a great cause in the TCJ Fund.
Well, you know, it's funny. I get asked that question a lot. Like, you know, what the number one thing fans want to hear is access. They really do, regardless of how many players are there. You know, I could have 200 New York Giants there. The question is, will I have access? So, you know, I don't plan events. This isn't my gig. I'm a teacher, you know. So, you know, I didn't want to ask all these guys that I've known for all these years to come and do some kind of an autograph appearance or stuff like that. It's not that. And because it's not that, believe it or not, Pat, I think it's more enticing for the players to go to the fans. So what I have in store for everybody, and let's not lose sight of the fact that regardless of being license plate guy or not, I'm still a fan. And I know what fans want because I know what I want. So, you know, we have dodgeball starting around 5 o'clock. We have Home Run Derby at 6 o'clock, and we have literally the softball game itself at 7 o'clock. So during that time, there's so many Giants that are attending this event. They were all emailed, text message, private message, everything to let them know that you wouldn't be here and we wouldn't be standing on this field without the fans that are going to be coming. So just like last year, we had several players, a lot of players, go up into the crowd. Brandon Jacobs, JPP, Landon Collins, Ahmad Bradshaw, Manningham. We had so many players that got up and went into the crowd. JPP literally stayed on the dugout, on top of the dugout, not inside, on top, and signed for fans for over an hour. I mean, I was actually going to say to him, like, do you want to get down from there or not? So the access to the players is going to happen, but it's going to happen when the players want it, not when the fans want it. I didn't feel like, you know, charging $1 million and having a fan sit there online for 2 hours to get a one little picture of somebody or one little autograph of somebody. I didn't want it to be about that. So I think they're going to have plenty of access.
That sounds exciting. I mean, and from what I understand, last year, like you were saying, a lot of guys just of their own accord went and accommodated. I know with JPP, you mentioned he was on top of the dugout. He also took on the role as the PA announcer. So it just sounded like, you know, a lot of fun. Now what's the biggest difference or the biggest change you've made, you know, other than obviously the running back theme from last year to this year?
Well, obviously, getting those 20 running backs coming is super special because they're not playing in any of the events. They're literally there for Landon, the TCJ Fund, and to support Saquon. So I'm assuming that, you know, the Giant fans that know these running backs, or even half of them, I'm sure that they'll have some access with the fans as well, which would be kind of cool because if you're an old-time Giants fan, and you see your favorite running back out there, whether it's a Joe Morris or a Tiki Barber or even a Tyrone Wheatley, you know, you're going to be like, oh, my God, you know, I saw that guy play. He was great or he wasn't great or whatever, you know. And then you're going to be there with you didn't have the kids that you have now. And then, there's going to be tons of conversation about that. So that's for the old-time Giant fans, which I love to see, you know, breeds into the family. But you know what? The difference? I kind of made dodgeball a little different. Last year, dodgeball was a game between, you know, Landon Collins' team and Brandon Jacobs' team, and it was just a free-for-all. No one was getting out. People were cheating. Zach Biasi was changing shirts just to be on the other team. It was just like it was so bad that it was so much fun. But, you know, this year I kind of made teams, and we'll have kind of like elimination, you know, just like I would do in class. So you pick teams, maybe there's a team 8 to 10 to 12, and they play, and the winning team might stay on, or they'll battle against, you know, each other and until we get a winning team. So definitely dodgeball is completely different. Home run derby, last year, Adams just ran away with the show. He hit just bombs galore. So the only difference in that is we really want players that are going to hit. So Snacks might be left off, and a couple of these guys that dribbled the ball to first base in home run derby, we'll leave those guys off. And, of course, the game itself, we are not going to have a tie. Last year we ended in 9-9 tie. Both guys says it's a battle to the end.
Ah, that should be exciting. So it's a regular, like, what is it, a 7-inning game or a 9-inning game?
Listen, even though the tickets are only $25, I give the fans what they want. We're going 9.
All right. Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, just going back to the home run derby, just real quick for the listeners, and I'll share this with you as well. At the OTA the other day, we had Andrew Adams. He came out to talk to a group of us in the media, and we were asking him because we knew he was the defending, you know, home run derby champion.
Right.
And so, but meanwhile, Davis Webb has been kind of trash talking a little bit there, talking about how he's going to dethrone Andrew Adams. And so we told Andrew about it, and Andrew just like looked at us like, yeah, I don't think so. But yet Andrew also admitted that he hadn't picked up a bat since last, you know, the last event. So that's going to be a nice little battle royale there between Andrew Adams and Davis Webb. And who knows, maybe somebody, you know, that we're not thinking of is going to sneak up and take the crown. But Andrew seemed pretty confident he was going to hold on to the crown. So
he actually is very confident. It's funny, he said about the not picking up the bat, and I was like, don't start your excuses now. I'm like, you just pick up that bat and you hit some bombs. And yes, Davis Webb is coming after the title, but so is Saquon, by the way.
Ah, yes.
Exactly.
Wouldn't that be neat if Saquon just totally toppled both of them, huh?
Exactly. And you know what, you know, I'm not saying it's a dead issue, but I'm saying it's 99% dead. So there's always that one bit of chance that Odell comes out of the woodworks and beats everybody. So you never know, you know, stranger things have happened. You know, maybe we could get on that plane from L.A. or something and get here, but who knows?
Oh, well, I know if he shows up, a lot of people will really be, you know, I think they'll be even extra happy because, like you said, this is a tremendous event for Giant fans, an opportunity to be in the same building with over almost 100 guys, I mean, from legacy teams as well as, you know, the current team. And just it's from what I can gather, a very informal, relaxed evening, you know, where, you know, the rules aren't as stringent as maybe you might see it at, I don't know, training camp or something like that. It's a little, you know, like you said, the players can go into the stands and interact, you know, whereas at training camp, they have a set time when they sign autographs and stuff like that. So I'm sure a lot of young children are going to be coming with their parents, a lot of, you know, a lot of Giant fans as well, obviously, you know, just a great opportunity. Joe, can you just real quick, a little history on the event, how this all kind of came about, why Landon Collins, was it his idea, was it your idea, was it born of the two of you getting together, how did this all kind of come together, and why still the J Fund, even though, you know, I mean, I know Coach Coughlin, he had been here for 12 years,
yep.
He had moved on, so why still that tie with the J Fund?
So, you know, I met Landon, you know, his rookie year, and I knew, obviously, that he was going to be something special. Any Giant fan knew that. He should have been picked by somebody in the first round, and thank God we moved up and took him. But I said to him halfway through the season, his rookie season, I said, you know, if you make it to the Pro Bowl, I'm there. And it's pretty funny because when he did, I literally showed up, and, you know, we were staying at the same hotel, and we met downstairs for a bite to eat, and I said to him, you know, in our conversation about football and life and everything else, I said, you know, you should really do some type of charity game. And he goes, I was thinking about that. And we just started talking. He's like, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you want to do? And he's like, you know, we talked about bowling, and we talked about this. We talked about a ping pong event. And I was like, listen, you know, I'm a damn good softball player. You know, and he's like, so am I. So I'm like, well, let's do a softball game. And he was like, let's go. Literally, that's how it was born. And you're talking from that night in February to the game that took off in June last year was you want to talk about getting something together that quick. And even then we had over 50 Giants there, and the rest is history. But just to get that off the ground and have such an unbelievable, successful tournament – it's just kudos to Landon and how everybody feels about him as a player and a person. And as far as the Coughlin J Fund, listen, Coughlin's always going to have a special place in every Giant fan's heart, just like Parcells does, you know, just like Ray Hanley does. Oh, my fault. So,
Joe, my God.
Right? I didn't say McAdoo, did I? So anyway, you know, everybody's going to have a special place for Coughlin. And to be honest with you, I had gone to a couple of the J Funds events in Jacksonville. I went to a golf outing. I went to a wine tasting. And it's just a classy organization that offers support to families that have kids that are battling childhood cancer. And I just can't see anything better to put my focus on than that. And so when talking with Landon, and you have to understand something, Pat, Landon lost his house in Hurricane Katrina. I don't know if a lot of people know that. So I looked into the people that rebuilt the house and what kind of charity did they run. And the more and more we talk, Landon and I, Tom drafted Landon. And then all these old guys that are coming back played and won a Super Bowl or two with Tom. So it's like it kind of was a no-brainer. Crawford has ties to both teams. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. He has an unbelievable resume, and he runs a great foundation. So that's kind of how we picked the J Fund, and I'm glad we did because, you know, there's a little sidebar to Crawford this year, and that's giving him every cent that I made on my jersey. So that I'm very happy to give him. It's kind of like making amends with him. So, and you know, that's up to, I think, $10,400 for that jersey.
Wow. And that jersey, of course, is the famous famous Eagles Super Bowl Zero jersey.
Yeah, we don't talk about it anymore.
I actually thought that jersey should have gone to the Smithsonian or something.
Yeah,
like that. I mean,
yeah.
That was a classic. But
you know,
you
know, what's funny about that jersey is it's 13 years old. You know, everybody just thought I, you know, brought it out of the woodworks a few years ago when that silly picture with DRC and Principal Kamara happened. It was an innocent pick that went viral, and obviously TC was not too happy about it, and I wasn't too happy about it. I don't think anybody was happy about it. So, listen, the jersey was loved. It was hated. I can tell you it was spoken about all the time. So I'm very happy that it is I'm not happy that it's not in no longer going to be in existence. I could tell you that much. But yeah. I'm happy that it doesn't have to be on anybody's tip of their mouth anymore.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, hey, we got to get the Eagles, got to give them their due. I mean, they earned it. So, you know, congratulations to them. But it's a new season. Everybody's at 0-0. So anybody can certainly win this. Joe, just a couple more before I let you go. For the fans who might be coming for the first time to this event, I know you have some, like, jerseys or hats or some apparel. Is this all stuff that's also going to be available to those fans, you know, who maybe want to pick something up at the ballpark, or do they have to pre-order it, or how does that work as far as, you know, concessions and souvenirs go?
So everything this year, last year we were a little bit light. We didn't know what to expect. We expected under 1,000 fans. I think we had close to 3,100. So this year we knew we were going to have packed house, and you really can't bring helmets and footballs into any stadium, so we elected to have that there. And then because, you know, a lot of the proceeds from that I'm still giving to the J Fund. I figured we made socks. We made hats. The socks are incredible, Pat. I can't wait for you to see these. And hats, incredible. Can't wait for you to see these. So everything is going to be made available to the fans. We didn't want to price it out either. Everything is $25, just like it is for the price of a ticket. You know, you could go someplace else and get one of these hats for like $50. We didn't want to do that to fans. And again, I told you, fans. So when talking with Landon, I was like, can we keep it low? He's like, how about this? He was lower than I was. So we really want to give back to the fans. Everything is available when you get there. The parking lot opens at 1, so you could tailgate, you can hang out. The gates open at 3. You can go grab your general admission seats then. Everything starts after that around 5, and the rest is history.
And for those fans who are, again, still on the fence, where can they go to get tickets and get additional information on the event?
So you go to www.landoncollinsgame.com. There'll be, you know, I think there's just a few more VIP seats available, but everything is general admission. We kept it that way because fans wanted, you know, an inexpensive ticket. We wanted to give it to them. It was very important to Landon to do that, and we kept it that way. Go visit the site. It'll take you through what you have to do, any kind of seats that you want to sit in. Then when the fans get in, they go, they relax, they can buy stuff. They don't have to buy stuff. The stadium itself is an absolutely gorgeous place in Pomona, New York. It's the Palisades Credit Union Ballpark. And I really think if anybody is on the fence, that they should actually look at that lineup one more time, and they should definitely come out because everybody had a good time last year. Everybody's going to have a good time this year, and I really can't wait. I haven't slept in days. I'm sure I'm not going to sleep for days.
And this, of course, is a rain or shine event, correct?
Yes, but trust me, everybody I know, my family, my friends, Landon's family, friends, and all the players, we are definitely doing rain dances. Keep it away, keep it away, keep it away.
Yeah, I saw a little, there was some rain in the forecast, but hopefully that forecast changes between now and then because, you know, the last thing you want is for that thing to get washed out in any way, shape, or form, or have the fill get to a point where it no longer becomes safe for guys to be on there. But still, you know, tremendous event, a lot of energy. You can feel the excitement certainly coming off of your Twitter account, off your Instagram account. You know, just you know, you see some of the players, they're tweeting out the word about it. It's happening, man. I can't believe it. It just like yesterday it started, and now it's happening.
It's happened. I can't wait. I mean, they're super pumped. And, yeah, you know, it's funny. When one of the players starts tweeting and talking, you know, smack like a Davis Webb to an Adams and vice versa, you know, it just fuels the fire of the fun. You know, at the end of the day, these guys are out there not trying to get hurt, just have a good time. And, yes, for the fans that are worried about what happened with Clay Matthews, my rule last year, and it will be for this year, and it will be for years to come, no current player is allowed to pitch anyway. I pitch for the current team, and Rich Soibert, the ex-Giants lineman, pitches for the old guys. So that's never going to happen. Now if we could just worry about everybody keeping it clean and safe and nobody spikes high in the second base, we'll have a great event.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be a tremendous event. I can't wait. Joe, many thanks to you. I know it's a busy, you know, busy week for you, especially with the event so close. We appreciate you coming on, telling the fans about it. And, folks, be sure you hit Landon Collins' game. There are still tickets available. Let's make it a sellout. It's going to be a tremendous event, and it's for a worthwhile charity. And, Joe, best of luck to you and to Landon and everybody who's taking part in it and working so hard on it. Can't wait.
I really appreciate you having me on, you and Ed, and good luck with everything, and I can't wait to see you guys on Saturday.
Sounds good. All right, hang up. All right, great interview as always by License Plate Guy. We want to thank him for coming on. It's certainly been a crazy week for him as the event, the Landon Collins second annual charity softball game, draws closer. So definitely appreciate that he took the time out of his busy schedule to pop on with us to talk a little bit about the event. And again, for those of you who want more information, who are looking to purchase tickets, you can go and check it out online. It's LandonCollinsGame.com. And just an amazing lineup of players, current and former players, going to be there. So be sure you check it out. And so on that note, Giant fans, thank you as always for tuning in to Locked On Giants. It's been a pleasure. And don't forget, next week the New York Giants start a 3-day mandatory minicamp. It is the final football activity of the spring before we have a nice little six and a half week break before start of training camp. So be sure you keep it here on Locked On Giants for all your Giants news, breakdowns, and analysis. Have a good one.